Scotland. This is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just want to do a quick video just addressing an issue. I'm on my way to work this morning, but I didn't want to put this video off. There's somebody that's crept in to my circles who never told me that he believed this. And the man is a bold-faced liar. And this is not something I enjoy doing. I don't enjoy pointing these things out and saying, hey, you know, avoid this person. But according to the Bible, it's my duty. Aaron Benton has recently come out and stated that he doesn't believe that Jesus is God. And I already knew he was kind of going into some false doctrine with this, you know, don't call on the name of the Lord to be saved. Just whatever you do, don't call out to the Lord, because that's a work. You know, so I knew he was going down a bad path, but I had no idea that it was this bad. And so I just wanted to do this video just stating that, you know, he said in his video that, you know, it's, Jesus isn't God, the Trinity's pagan, it wasn't invented until 300 AD. And I think that's just really dumb. You know, I hear that from a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses, that argument. It's just not, it doesn't hold water. You know, and as an individual, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Aaron. But you know what? When it comes down to the Bible, you know, if somebody's going to twist God's word, you know, according to the Bible, I can't have fellowship with that person. And, you know, we're also to mark and avoid them. The Bible says, look, I don't want anybody to be deceived or to think that Jesus is not God. Hey, folks, if you don't believe Jesus is God, you can't even be saved. You know, Jesus is God. You know, and I find it very hypocritical of Aaron to come on a panel that I had about 3 months ago regarding the Trinity, and we were defending the Trinity and, you know, attacking the false doctrine of this oneness Pentecostalism. And, you know, he came on there and acted like he was one of us, and he's amening, you know, as I'm defending the Trinity. And then all of a sudden he turns around and says, well, I don't even believe Jesus is God. What are you talking about? So it's a salvation issue. The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So I'm just going to go ahead and pick this up. I got to make a turn here. But the Bible says these three are one, and we need to remember that. And, you know, this guy is a false prophet. He's crept in unawares, as the Bible says. And, you know, we're to mark and avoid him. Folks, if you follow him, he will lead you straight to hell. He's not even saved. The guy doesn't even really go to church, from my understanding. And I could be wrong on that, but I don't believe that he even goes to church. So with that being said, you know, if you fall out of church, of course you're bound to get into some heresy, but that's some pretty deep heresy. And, you know, I just want to say, have nothing to do with the guy until he repents. And even if he repents, keep an eye, because this is a severe false doctrine. And Aaron, I just want to say to you right now, you may say, oh, you know, I don't believe Jesus is God. And if you believe that, yeah, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But let me say this. Good luck trying to find any other group that believes that salvation is by faith alone that denies the deity of Christ. You won't find them. They don't exist. You're basically a Jehovah's Witness that tries to say you believe in faith alone, but you really don't believe in faith alone, because, you know, you're saying calling on the Lord is work. You know, so you already have a twisted view of God. And, you know, it's twisted, it's perverted. That's why Paul says there are some of you that are perverting the gospel of Christ. So it's perverted, it's really filthy. And, you know, I just want people to be aware, don't have anything to do with this fella. He's not saved. He needs to get saved. And Aaron, if you're watching this, you need to repent before it's forever too late. God bless, guys.